You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying
now,
all
this
time.
Song you could let play for the entire way through, and there would not be one complaint from anybody at all.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you.
There's a reason we're playing an Elvis tune, by the way, to kick off the four pack today. Whoa, look out, Jerky. Hit that microphone.
Careful.
There. Look out. Thing jumped right out at you. You okay?
I'm all right.
Whoa. Little scar on your head there. Like that time you fell down the stairs.
When was that?
Last winter.
I didn't fall on the stairs.
Yes,
what?
You did.
Where?
You
Who?
Came back with a big scar on your head. Remember that? You went to a UND hockey game at the Frozen Five, wherever the heck they call it.
Oh.
You came back with a big old...
And that guy tripped me.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that time. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. That's when I slipped. No, I slipped on the ice walking back.
Yes.
True story.
I saw
my wife was with me. She
sure
saw me
she
go
was?
Down.
Did she help you back up or
nope.
She just keep on walking?
She didn't. It was very cold, very slippery.
She just kept on going. Taxi?
No. Right by the Capitol.
Oh, okay. Really? Uh-huh. What were you doing by the Capitol if you were
at the
Excel Center?
Stay at the Kelly Inn.
Oh.
Which is a walking distance.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And that's where one of your fill-in hosts next week, and I think he stays there during the session.
He stays there, too.
Yes, he
stays
does.
There, too.
The Kelly Inn, right by the Capitol.
He does. By the way, Paul Marquardt
yes.
is going to guest host for me on Monday. And who's Tuesday? Brian Kulk is on
right.
Tuesday. I'll be at Lake of the Woods.
Public Service Commission. You're going up there with a group of listeners, right? To
yes,
Ballard's?
50. A full boat, filled out, waiting list, all that stuff. Yeah, 50, about 50 listeners.
You leave Sunday.
We leave Sunday.
Is Jergy coming with? Because I know that's going to be a question. And if he's not, can you bring a cardboard cutout of Paul Juergens and do the four-pack for those who are going with?
No.
I'm not going along.
No, he's not going.
Now, there's a new development. I don't know whether Daniel knows this, but Daniel, you're pulling radio waves up there behind the bus.
Behind me, yep.
Like physically just me? Or am I coming
No, no,
with?
No. We'll have an official station vehicle. And,
you can take Shauna's pickup or something, drive it up there.
2, 3, 4, 5 days off.
Just take it off. Don't do your job. Just kind of maybe take a weekend off. Let's do the four-pack. Talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. The reason that Pinto was playing You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog is because today, August 16th, 2013 is the 36th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Or was it yesterday?
It doesn't seem that long ago.
Maybe it was yesterday. I don't know what day it was.
No, I think it's today.
I think
it
yep.
is today.
Today.
Well, yeah.
1977, my math tells me Elvis Presley died that day in Memphis.
A couple of years ago, I visited Graceland in Memphis, where the Presleys lived, Elvis and Priscilla and kids, and there's a little
the kids.
There's a little kind of a museum across the street, and I hope they've cleaned it up.
A little bit trashy, was it?
It was. It was like a tourist trap, and you know it was neat to see. And then we got a little tour of the house, and many parts of the house are cordoned off, but you could, you know, go in. And but it needed some updating. I mean, just the house was, you know, left in.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I know, but it just could have been.
See. Now, my father-in-law, on one of his treks down south, stopped in to Memphis to see Graceland. And the impression he came away with was sort of that, kind of grungy.
Yeah,
but the other part of it was, he said, you know, if Elvis was alive today, he'd have some gargantuan $25 million mansion on the ocean in L.A. somewhere. He said, Graceland, really, nice house and everything, you know, but not... like overly ridiculous.
No, it wasn't.
Just sort of a nice, big suburban house.
For its time, though, I think it was, you know, it was one of the nicer homes in that neighborhood.
I'm sure it was.
But the yard could, you know.
Although it's Tennessee, so how nice are the homes
there?
Oh,
stop that now. But, you know, the yard could have used some upkeep and just, you know.
Just kind of run down.
Yeah. So
anyway, yeah, Elvis died 36 years ago today.
Heart attack. Yeah, and they say he was... When he had his heart attack, he was...
sitting on the toilet.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's true. So.
I'm sure it is.
Graceville is a lot nicer than Graceland, in my opinion.
Number three on our list today. The world's oldest man, we believe, we have found him. He's not in this building.
I was going to say, Bernie Burgraff just left.
Nope, nope. Not Bernie. Getting there, though. The world's oldest man, we believe. God.
Did you notice Bernie had shorts? He had shorts on this morning. Bernie Burgraff, the hockey voice, yes. 740, world-renowned.
Kind of is, in the hockey world.
Yeah. You know whose picture is on his desk?
Elvis Presley?
Edna Szymanski.
Really?
From Minnesota State.
Oh,
Morehead.
See,
yeah.
I think I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I think there. Those two are in cahoots with the whole hockey thing.
I don't know. But this morning he had khaki shorts on, and this afternoon he had khaki pants on. So he changed his clothes during the day. Why? Why would you do that?
Maybe he had to meet some clients
could
or something.
Be. It could be. But
maybe
he left.
Maybe they're those pants where they're like the Velcro ripoff type pants.
<be. laughs>
He but just Velcros them right back on.
One of the first things I see today coming in is Bernie's legs.
Yeah. So you didn't eat lunch today then?
You've seen him.
I have.
Yeah, okay, back
yes.
to the old man.
The oldest man, other than Bernie Burgraff. He lives in Bolivia. His name is Carmelo Flores Lora. They say, the story's written that way, they say he turned 123 years old a month ago. If Bolivia's public records are correct, he was born in 1890 and is still alive today in the highlands of Bolivia.
Clean living? Is that the secret?
Yeah, he said he walks a lot. They asked him, why have you lived so long? He says, I walk a lot, that's all. I go out with the animals. I don't eat noodles or rice, only barley. I used to grow potatoes, beans, and oca. He drinks water that originates in the snow-capped peak of Ilampu. He doesn't drink alcohol, though he used to. He's never been more than 50 miles away from his home, and he sorely misses his wife, who died more than 10 years ago.
Oh. Wonder how old she was. If he's 123,
she was 26. It was his fifth wife. He's a celebrity in Bolivia.
It wasn't his fifth wife. Well, she must have been 100 when, I mean, unless he was robbing the cradle.
He was robbing the cradle. That's my point. I mean,
she wasn't 26.
Come on. He's Carmelo Flores Lora, man.
If she was 26, he would have never made it to 123.
Well, why not? Explain yourself.
Just
maybe that's the.
Maybe that was
maybe
the secret.
That's the secret. Maybe that's exactly
barley.
Right. Is that what they called Bolivia?
What day is it?
Today is National Tell a Joke Day,
oh,
Jerky. That's
okay.
Number two on our list. Today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Yesterday was Left Hand Day, and I'm left-handed. Nobody brought it up.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I didn't know that.
I got a little green scissors in here.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hooray. Hooray. Yeah, yeah. So tell a joke. It's National Tell a Joke Day.
The problem with me and jokes is I hear a lot of jokes, and then I forget them. I don't. If I had written a book about all the good jokes that I've heard over the years and then retold once or twice and then forgot it an hour later, it'd be a good book.
You'd have a joke book just like the thousands of other joke books.
I don't have a joke
there.
Off the top of my head. All right, how about if I give you a punchline, then you fill in the joke?
Oh, like Karnak.
Okay? Yeah, something like that. Let me think. Okay, and you call that a banana? Okay, what's the joke? I see, I don't remember the joke. I just remember the punchline. It's a good, clean joke, but I don't remember. I don't remember the joke. I just remember the...
I don't know. Okay. If somebody wants to text us in the Mike McFeely Text Club, the rest of the joke, the punchline is, you call that a banana?
It was a good joke. I just heard it like a week ago. But I don't remember the joke. Just the punchline. We should probably not...
solicit.
Well, I'm just going to say, you wanted to talk about the last one after that?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay, we'll just call it a
three-pack today.
And let her go?
Yeah. Okay. See, I have one go-to joke I remember.
What, when you're out emceeing events?
Yep, I tell the same joke at every event.
The fish club?
Yep, I tell the same joke.
Okay, hunting club?
Yep, doesn't matter.
Okay, what's the joke?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for getting back to me. Okay. Never supposed to. First thing that somebody told me in the radio business, do not tell a joke on the air because nobody will think it's
well,
funny.
It's National Joke Day, so
it's,
you
well,
can't.
We have to. All right. Guy's a golfer, right?
Yep.
Leaves for golf early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning. Tells his wife, I'll be back soon. I'm going to go play 18 holes with Charlie. Wife says, okay, see you later. Day goes on and on and on. On and on and on. That guy doesn't get home till 10 o'clock at night, Jerky. 10 o'clock at night he gets home.
It's a lot of holes.
His wife is P.O.'d at him. He walks in the front door. She jumps him, says, "What? Where have you been? You left at 6 o'clock this morning. You what the hell?" He goes, "Whoa, whoa, honey. It's been the worst day of my life today." She said, "Why? What happened?" He says, "My best friend, Charlie, dropped dead."
Oh.
She says, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I apologize for getting on you. I'm so sorry." She said, "It must just have been horrible for you." He said, "It was the whole day. It was hit the ball, drag Charlie. Hit the ball, drag Charlie."
Does anybody laugh at that joke?
They all do.
When you're on the circuit? Are you going to tell it on the bus to Ballard's?
I will now. I've got my fishing jokes. I've got to find a fishing joke book for the bus to Ballard's.
Okay, we'll have fun up there.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, Jerky.
No peanuts. You know what?
In the water?
No.
Oh.
I checked with Doug Lear and the people that I knew that were doing that last two weekends ago up in Bad Medicine.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not supposed to do that? No chumming allowed?
No. Warden Lear said nope.
Speaking of bananas, this is true. I have a fishing guide friend who's going to be on our program at 4:35.
He fishes with bananas?
No. He will not allow a banana in his boat. It's an old...
Superstitious?
Yes.
Really?
A banana in a boat is bad luck.
Is that right?
And I was actually fishing with him once when somebody pulled out a banana. Honest to God. Katzer grabbed the banana and threw it over the side of the boat and said, "Get that out of my boat!"
Oh,
seriously.
Geez.
And the guy was kind of taken aback and he goes, "No, seriously, it's bad luck."
Really?
And the guy's like, "Oh, okay."
Never heard that.
So I talked to him later and go, "What were you doing?" I said, "No, it's bad luck. It's superstition."
We'll take a banana in the boat at Ballard's. See what happens.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Paul Juergens. You call that a banana?